ladies and gentlemen, you might want to put your seatbelts on for this one, because we need the fire truck, we need the officer. Dogs on this one are immediately based on the stuff that is coming out right now. Crazy. You do not have to subscribe, you do not have to like the video. Check this out, roll it.
Morning, DC woke up to headlines like these. MAGA revolt. No. Trump discovers MAGA has no off switch. Trump and MAGA are no longer the same thing. What? Images of MAGA supporters literally burning their red MAGA hats are going viral online. And all of this comes a day after Trump berated Republicans as, quote, stupid and foolish for wanting more information about the disgraced financier who died.
This is happening all because the homie Trump is not wanting to release the Epstein files, bro. Like, that is crazy business, man. You know, he said that he will release it, and now he's saying that he ain't gonna release it because, you know, yeah, like, nobody cares is what he's saying. We demand answers! We demand answers! The taxpayer demand answers! We, the public, demand answers. One in the comments if you demand answers. Two, if you do not demand answers. I want to see where you at, but wait for it. Roll it.
Died by suicide while in federal custody. Today, Trump's secretary was bombarded with Epstein questions at this press conference.
Does the president believe that justice has been served in the Epstein case?
Does he have a knowledge or an understanding of what is in the files related to Epstein that have not been released?
Has the White House been directly in touch with some of the MAGA influencers that are still not satisfied?
The president said that he floated the idea of a special prosecutor in the Epstein case. Can you confirm that?
Do you know what the president's reaction was to Mike Johnson saying that he wants additional files?
The questions are like flowing in, like they're flooding in, right? But I want to hear her answers too. Can a brother perhaps get to hear what she got to say?
Was there a conversation with Mike Johnson about that following his comments?
There's been a lot of discussion about the Epstein files and the president's comments yesterday calling it a hoax. Can you clarify which part of the Epstein hoax is the hoax part?
Right.
An absolute barrage of questions with no relief in sight. Politico writes this.
And you want to know, like, this also went down, which I'll just play like a tiny portion of it. This is all alleged, okay? This is what the homie Michael Wolff is saying. This is my first time coming across him.
Bruh.
But yeah, let's see what the homie got to say. Roll it.
Trump is the girls, topless girls are sitting on Trump's lap. And then a third in which he has a stain on the front of his pants.
That is journalist Michael Wolff describing Jeffrey Epstein photos of Donald Trump. Hello, everybody. David Schuster here.
David Schuster here. What the hell? David Schuster. Okay, let's see what Michael Wolff got to say.
Off from 2014 through to the Trump campaign, and then the first year of the Trump administration when I was writing my book.
Writing his book, okay. Inside the Trump White House, Fire and Fury, Michael Wolff, the explosive number one New York Times and worldwide bestseller. Okay.
Fire and Fury, in which in which Epstein became a very, very helpful source, because Epstein and Trump had been the best of friends for almost 15 years.
During one of Wolff's meetings with Epstein after Donald Trump's 2016 election, the journalist said Epstein wanted to show off a few things that Epstein apparently kept in a safe.
Okay. At one point, after Trump had been elected, I was sitting talking to Epstein, and he said, wait a minute, I gotta show you something. And then he went into his safe, and he came out with photographs. They were Polaroids, I think, and he kind of spread them out like playing cards, and Trump. I mean, I think there were a dozen of them.
Say aside, bro. There is no way. You gotta be yo, bro. Like, nah, man. We need Officer Tenpenny. We need Officer Dokes on this one. We need Dexter on this one. Yo, why Dexter had to... Man, I wish Officer Dokes was around, man. Like, Officer Dokes was the man, you know what I'm saying? But, shit, man.
And it was Trump with girls of an uncertain age Epstein's Palm Beach house.
Epstein's Palm Beach house was literally within...
I mean, this is all alleged, right? But we're really at a point where majority is believing that Trump is in the files. The main reason being, Trump himself said that he's going to release the files. And then once he won presidency, and now he's not wanting to release it. In fact, he's going as far as to call his supporter weaklings as well, right? Not even my opinion. That's what he said recently, right? So it is crazy, right? He's trying his absolute best to not release the files, which is, of course, in return, making everybody believe that he is in the files, right? That's what everybody's believing. I mean, you got the homie, the homie Tucker as well saying what he's saying. Check this, roll it.
Missing me out of hand by attacking my motive is not going to work. And telling me that my question is an insult to the children who died in Texas in a flood is an outrageous response. You get the middle finger in the face from me for doing that.
Trump has backed himself into a corner with a miserable, miserable response. Dan Bongino's done poorly. Cash Patel's done poorly.
Yeah,
Pam Bondi has done poorly. And so it's hard for me to believe that all of these abject failures in the response and the Epstein's...
The files gotta come out, man. The files gotta come out, bro. Like, you know, the victims deserve justice, bro. And yeah, like, the things that went down, people that done those heinous crimes deserve to be behind bars. You know, simple as that. The files need to come out, man. One in the comments if you demand answers. Two if you do not demand answers, but okay, roll
the story are an accident. Though they probably are. I'm just saying, like, isn't it hard to believe they screw up this bad?
It's not just like you're covering up criminal activity. You're covering up the systemic and torture of children. Mm-hmm. That's too evil, man.
All right, so the Epstein files situation just keeps getting so much worse. I don't think I've ever seen this much blatant.
Yeah, and check this out. Shout out to the homie Asman. And real quick, though, I got to shout out the homie Jean-Le-François for the 25. Shout out to the homie Neon for the 2. Thank you guys so much for all the love, all the super thanks on the channel and the tips and all that. This is the most I've ever received, and means a lot, guys. Thank you all so much for that. Okay, check this one out, all right? Let's get back to the content here, boo.
It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. I call it the Epstein hoax. Some stupid Republicans fall into the net. It's stupid people.
If there was a smoking gun on Epstein, why didn't the Democrats, who controlled the files for 4 years and had Garland and Comey in charge, use it? Because they had nothing.
It's been a crazy couple of days, I'll tell you that.
I don't even know what to expect from it right now, because they said they're releasing all the files today.
Based on the ridiculous amount of publicity given to Jeffrey Epstein, I have asked Attorney General Pam Bondi to produce any and all pertinent grand jury testimony subject to court approval. This scam, perpetuated by the Democrats, should end right now.
Here's the thing. A lot of people do not care about the Epstein thing.
I mean, look, I think this one surprised me a bit because of all these complaints online going after Trump and the Epstein files. You might think his approval ratings were going down. If anything, they're going up. Republicans who approve of Trump, look at our CNN poll. The prior one, 86%, the one out this week.
I think the reason why this is happening is because Trump has effectively created a martyr effect around himself. That wouldn't have happened if they didn't make up bullshit about him over and over.
Regardless of this poll, Trump would not have made how many tweets about it, and he would have not acquiesced and said to release the documents.
I think it's very clear that there was some degree of effect this has had. He's baiting them. I understand the recent cope that Trump is actually acting guilty in order to force the Democrat.
But that's the thing, though. That does look bad, though. You know what I'm saying? And so there are, of course, two sides, three sides, four sides to the story. Some people are also saying, and this is valid, I've seen you guys also say in the comments that if Trump is really in the files, the Democrats would have released it, the opposition would have released it. Yeah, makes sense to me as well, even though I'm not American, I'm in Canada, right? It does make sense, right? But also, the alternative side to this one is that Democrats, Republicans, basically the higher-ups, the 1% of the 1%, the elites, you know, even, one of the Canadian politicians, other countries' politicians, basically the higher-ups, the bigger politicians, most of them are on the list. So it's like, okay, you know, Democrats don't like Republicans, Republicans don't like Democrats, whatever. But in this situation, both of them are on the list. So they're like, okay, you know, we don't like you, but okay, let's make sure the list don't go out, right? Because then it's like, you're gonna die, we're gonna die, everybody's gonna die, right? So let's make sure the list don't go out. So this is like one of the other sides to the story. And then, you know, extrapolate that further, you got like other more sides, one of which I guess the homie Asman is about to talk about. maybe he's baiting them. And if this is really a bait, and if this is going to be a bait and switch, okay, let's find out, right? But another factor is that even if the list now comes out, and if we find out that Trump's name is on it or not on it, people that believe that he is not on the list, even if we find out he's on the list, it's not gonna do anything to them. Versus the same if we're gonna flip the script, right? Let's just say he's not on the list and the files comes out and the files are says that, yeah, he's not on the list. Then people that believe that he's on the list are not gonna believe the fact that he's not on the list, right? So both sides are true. So it's like, and also when Trump said, you know, I'm gonna let her release the files that she finds appropriate. What do you mean? What do you mean she finds appropriate? Right, so is it, and on top, we recently discovered the fact that the Epstein jail footage that was released was missing like a minute. That's what they said first. It was missing a minute. Recently, they said that it was missing like 2-3 minutes. So which one is it? Is it missing a minute? Is it missing 2 minutes? Is it missing 3 minutes? Which one is the real deal? So the simple point that I'm trying to make here is that there's just too much going on right now, and they are messing around by the looks of it with the files. And honestly, not sure if we're ever gonna get the genuine raw files, the real files release, right? I guess the Epstein files are just way too big to ever come out in its raw and real form. Because if it does, well, so many of the elites are gonna go down with it, right? I wanna know your take for sure in the comments, but let's continue.
Rats to try to push for the idea of the degree of effect this has had. He's baiting them. I understand the recent cope that Trump is actually acting guilty in order to force the Democrats to try to push for the idea of the Epstein files getting released.
Any comments on the alleged allegation of your connection with Jeffrey Epstein?
No. Oh, no. Oh, crap.
It's much bigger than we think. The thing is that, yeah, I don't care.
No, I do believe that it's way bigger than we think, but okay, the homie don't care.
It's much bigger than we think. The thing is that I don't care. It doesn't matter how big it is or not. We need to get the information out. People deserve to know.
Facts. Oh crap.
I'm not racist. I have Jewish and black friends. He's not racist. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's copyrighted. Okay, let's get back to this one. Roll it.
In gaslighting and lying. I mean, it's basically impossible to ignore it at this point, even for Trump's biggest supporters. It's also getting increasingly more difficult for people to explain this in a way where it doesn't look like the government is trying to cover up a child trafficking operation. Right. That's.
I can't believe what Trump world is doing to itself, unless Elon was right. There's also that factor too. So that's the homie Alex, and the homie Elon, of course, was beefing, is still beefing, and I think he's gonna continue to beef with the homie Trump.
That's why the only thing they can really do at this point is convince people to stop talking about it, because there's no way to explain this and not make the administration look.
Breaking: President Trump personally contacted prominent conservative influencers. Yeah, we covered that part, right? Oh shit, yeah, this is insane. Influencers urging them to tone down their criticism of his administration's handling of the Epstein case per CNN. Now, of course, CNN fake news, right? But I don't know, man, if this is true, shit. Yeah, all of this is making him look guilty, though. What are your thoughts on it, guys?
Look absolutely terrible. You know, they completely botched this thing so badly. I mean, first they claimed there was a list which needed to be exposed and everybody needed to be held accountable and they would be the ones to do it. So they pretended to give it out. But then they admitted they rickrolled us and they got a ton of backlash. So then they said they received a truckload of documents and videos that they were going through. But then once they went through that, it turns out there's no evidence of anybody being involved in Epstein's operation. There's no client list. And then they got a ton of backlash from that. So they said there actually was a client list. They didn't want to release it though, because it was created by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. So first there's a list, then there's no list. Now there's a list again, but it's fake. So it's like they're not even trying at this point. I mean, this is the most desperate and pathetic attempt at a cover-up ever. And then just recently, a reporter asked Trump if his attorney general saw his name in the Epstein files, which is a great question. And Trump's response is hilarious. He starts talking about the credibility of the files, which again, just last week, they said there were no files, but now they're files.
Yeah, and extrapolate that further, right? There are files, there are no files, this, that, the other, footage being fake or footage missing 1 minute. I'm talking about the Epstein jail footage that was recently brought forward with the claim of, hey, it was edited, 1 minute missing, then 2 minute missing, 3 minute missing. It's been all over the place, people getting rickrolled, this, that, the other. Guys, if we ever get the files, chances are very high that people not gonna believe it. And understandably, rightfully so, because the government is lying. They have been lying for a minute, and now most people, majority don't have trust. Majority got trust issues with the government, right? So even if we get the files at this point, let's be real. Are we really gonna get the real ones? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, people are not gonna believe it either. Some will believe it, but people gonna have their own version of the story. This is what happens when you constantly and consistently lie and change the narrative, because the truth is always the same one, you know, repetitive, boring, you know what, yeah, you're gonna say the same thing over and over. That's like the truth in a way, right? But in this situation, stuff is getting flip-flopped around way too much.
But he doesn't trust the credibility, of course. I wonder why. And after he's asked about it, he's like, Pam Bondi gave me a briefing, and in terms of the credibility, I'd say those files were made by Obama and Biden. I mean, he doesn't even sound very confident in his lies anymore. You know, he's asked if his name is in the Epstein files, and he's just like, you can't trust them. Obama probably made them. I mean, he even says it like he's speculating, like he's just coming up with that. I mean, he might as well just be like, yeah, she saw my name in there, but odds are Obama probably put it in there. And then he was asked about it another time, and he's like, I don't know why anyone cares. You know, the credible information's out there, it's been given. It's also so boring, and only bad people and the fake news care about keeping the story going.
Yeah,
and he's saying all this while standing next to...
And when he says that, it's like, dog, like, this is way bigger story, right? People definitely want to see justice be served. But justice never gets served, right? I mean, for the elite, for the 1% of the 1%, to them, yeah, everybody else is just a peasant, right? Only they matter. So, yeah, I mean... Guys, like, it's Joe over. Literally, it's Trump over on this one, too. It's just Epstein over. Whatever word or new meme that you want to come up with right now, it's all over. I don't even think Officer Doak's going to be able... I wish Doak's was around, man. Damn, man. Dexter Resurrection, by the way, is out. So far, only 3 episodes, right? I've seen, like, the first 2. I feel like I'm just going to wait a little bit for all the episodes to come out. And yeah, bro, the new Dexter Resurrection, based off of the first 2 episodes... Pretty good, man. I didn't like the Dexter revival that much. At least the first 5 episodes, it was like very slow paced, but then it picked up. But the season 2, shit, it's fire right now. So far, it's fire. But let's get back to the topic at hand.
To Jeffrey Epstein's former neighbor and business associate, and the guy's laughing while Trump is talking about this. So it's completely ridiculous. And the 180 that Trump has admitted.
Yeah, this man was laughing. And by the way, it's been accused, or it's been alleged, that he was like Epstein's neighbor or something like that. Like, you know, something like that, right? Correct. What's the correct version? Put it in the comments. I heard some shit like that. So he was very, essentially he was, and I guess, I mean, he still is around, but Epstein is not around. So we're going to use past tense. He was very close to Epstein, bro.
Administration did is also insane. You know, they're trying to gaslight everyone. Like we're all just NPCs. I mean, Dan Bongino, Trump's deputy director of the FBI, used to tell people there's way more to the Epstein story and we should continue talking about it because the government is trying to cover it up. But now Trump and Dan are saying it's boring, people need to move on from it, and they're helping cover it up. So the fact that they expect us to just accept this and move on like nothing happened is insulting to everyone's intelligence.
Why do you think your supporters in particular have been so interested in the Epstein story and so upset about how it's been handled?
I don't understand why they would be so interested. He's dead for a long time.
Yeah, like, why? Like, he's been dead for so long. Why? You know, people, why y'all being stupid right now? Why y'all being stupid? I don't get it.
He was never a big factor in terms of life. I don't understand what the interest or what the fascination is.
Why do they want to make this Jeffrey Epstein story go away so bad? Because the people in charge of this global cabal of idiots out there trying to hide the truth don't want you to hear about this story and have the power to censor it.
And the credible information has been given, but I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sorted, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going.
It's sorted? Where? How? When? It's not sorted. Justice is not served yet. Justice needs to be served. Sordid and boring. Okay, yeah, maybe it's boring, right? Whatever. But it needs to come out.
It's really only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going. But
we need to keep the heat on this case, folks. There are a lot of people who are knee-deep in the Washington swamp who are not telling you the truth about serious allegations out there that Epstein may have had video and audio of people out there. This Epstein thing is more than, there's more than meets the eye there. I know a lot of people want to make this thing go away. That Jeffrey Epstein story is a big deal. Please do not let that story go. Keep your eye on this.
You are the files.
A very, very quick briefing.
Did she tell you, what did she tell you about the UN specifically? Did she tell you at all that your name appeared in the file?
No. She's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey. They were made up by Obama. They were made up by the Biden,
Biden.
And we went through years of that.
Oh, boy. This thing is just getting nastier by the second. The question is, why were they talking to him and what were they trying to make go away? Does it have anything to do with the extensive video network alleged to have existed on his island and on his plane?
So maybe Trump should ask Dan why he thinks the Epstein files are so interesting, or Cash, or Pam, or J.D. Vance, or most of his administration.
Where is the homie J.D. at, though? Like, I haven't heard.
Talking about how we need to hold these people accountable up until about 6 months ago. You know, they went from trying to expose Epstein clients to helping cover for them. Like, if Dan Bongino were still just a podcaster during this, he'd be all over it. You know, he wouldn't believe any of this bullshit they're trying to put out. Like, the whole tape of Epstein's cell that apparently proved he killed himself. I don't know what the hell that was supposed to be. You know, it didn't even show Epstein's cell. It was edited and cut up and missing.
There we go. Report, the Jeffrey Epstein prison video, that was recently released by the DOJ, had almost 3 minutes cut out. Not just 1 minute. That's what I was talking about, right? First, they said 1 minute, and everybody was like, yo, 1 minute missing? What the hell? 1 minute missing? 1 minute missing? Right? It is fake. It is fake. Understandably, right? What in the world? Why is 1 minute missing from it? And now we're hearing 3 minutes are missing from it. Oh, shit. 3 minutes, which is 180 seconds. What the hell, you suckers? Crazy. 3 minutes cut out, not just 1 minute like originally reported. According to Wired, the outlet says the raw video was stitched together in Adobe Premiere Pro from two files. Further, and I quote, further analysis shows that one of the source clips was approximately 2 minutes and 53 seconds longer than the segment included in the final video, indicating that footage appears to have been trimmed before released. End quote, Wired reported. And I quote again, the file was actually edited and saved several times over a period of more than 3.5 hours on May 23rd, 2025, end quote. Yeah, so I mean, bro, we're not gonna get the authentic version. We're not gonna get the raw version. Did you see this video, apparently? So one of the alien video actually ended up releasing out alongside like a clip from Area 51. I made a video on it, and guess what? It did not show up for everybody, right? So it seems like that YouTube is kind of like censoring it. Check out this video on the screen if you see it, and I'll see you right there. Yeah, that video is going around a lot as well. Check it out.